Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We actually started months and months ago. As soon as Dwayne said this was his last dance, we started thinking, what is this night going to look like?
Right.
And how do we want him to go out, and what do we want the fans to remember? So, you know, it's been a lot of planning going into this. You mentioned, you know, when you come to the building today, if you guys are coming to the game, you're going to see all kinds of displays, from the street banners to the media mesh takeover to the great big sign out front. And then once you get into the bowl, we've got, you know, other surprises planned. And then tonight is just, I already know, like, we've just been in the office pretty much crying all morning.
Yeah.
And that's how it's going to go tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we've got these incredible, incredible videos planned and these activities that we're going to do both pregame and in-game. And look, if you're a Heat fan, if you're a D-Wade fan, it's going to be a great night to be here. But bring the tissues.
How much input did Dwayne have on any of this? And how much are you looking forward to whatever surprises you may have?
We talked to Dwayne right after he announced to kind of get what his expectations might be. You know, again, when we start planning, this could be a big game. And still, 1%, we still could be a big game tonight.
Right.
So we always have to take that into consideration. Like, we're playing the Sixers. Last game of the year, regular season for a home game, it could mean something for the playoffs.
Yeah, you don't know what it's going to mean.
It's a weird spot.
Exactly. So that's
and it's not really his last game. So
exactly.
What if the next game's going to mean something?
Right. But this is our last chance to do it here in our place with in front of our fans. So for us, we had to take all that stuff into consideration, and we wanted to do some things that we know that kind of people are expecting, but we really want to have some surprises, and we've got some surprises for our fans. But most importantly, we've got surprises for him. And I know, you know, it's going to be a weird spot for him because, you know, he's got to play a game. And clearly it's his last one here. We know he's going to pay attention to some of the stuff. So, you know, you don't want to overwhelm the guy. But it's like, this is the biggest icon we're ever going to have.
It's family. It's friends. I know you guys, like, had that little get-together last night. But it's going to be different because now you have 20,000, you know, fans watching you. And I think, you know, we've been talking about this a lot on the show today is just that – you know, his comeback when he was traded back here last year, not that he wasn't appreciated, but it wasn't – it's almost like when you – it's a rare case. You don't lose a guy like Dwayne Wade to another team, and then he comes back, and because he was lost, it's almost like that re-falling in love was even deeper. And so I think that's why this ending is feeling even more deep than I maybe even thought it was going to – when we all probably thought he was never going to leave the Miami Heat.
Yeah, we just want to make sure, like, we do right by him. You know, I mean, that's the most overriding thing that we talked about tonight was do right by Dwayne, do right by the fans. I actually gathered my group, my game ops group together yesterday, and I was like, guys, look, this is the biggest night that we're probably ever going to have. This is as big as a championship celebration in our eyes. I said, look, just everybody take a deep breath, take a step back. I would much rather have, like, a pregnant pause or a little bit of a gap rather than us trying to be so fast and hit all of our cues that we mess a little something up. Because I don't want to mess anything up for Dwayne on this night.
Is it almost like a movie, like putting a movie together? Like, is there stuff that you wanted to do that you're like, we just don't have time. We can't do all this stuff.
We don't have time for everything that we're doing. That's why some of this is pregame, some of this is in-game, and hopefully some will happen post-game. There's just too much content.
Yeah,
you know? I mean,
like,
the guy's been here for 16 years.
How do you put 16 years in a night?
Exactly. And it's really emotional. You know, obviously, I've been here for all 16 of his years. I've been here for 21 years now, but I've been here for all 16 of his years. And I can remember that rookie season. I've got this is actually my wardrobe for tonight. I'm going to be switching jerseys throughout the game. This bag is full of away jerseys.
Really?
And that's my thing for tonight. I'm wearing a different jersey like every couple minutes. Because I can't, and this isn't even all of them.
You got to have a Vice jersey.
I got all the Vice jerseys in here.
You got the throwback.
I got them all. I'm telling you, I got them all. I want to try to do my part.
That's cool.
And I got the 06 ring on today, you know. So it's like, we're caught up just like the fans are. I mean, you go down to our office today, and like, it's a weird feeling because there is a lot of emotion coursing through our offices right now. And it's a mixture of happy, sad, but literally, people are already crying.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, you had a grown man, not you guys, but Budweiser had a lot of grown men and women crying.
Did you see this thing?
with this raising 4-minute
I'm
commercial.
Raising my hand as one of the criers.
I told Adrian, I told Leo, I said, listen, take 4 minutes, but do it by yourself. Go just... Go in a corner somewhere because it's going to get to your heart.
First of all, they bought 4 minutes of commercial.
we're going to run that at halftime because it's the only gap that's big enough.
Right.
And they actually made a shorter version, but I was like, absolutely not. Like, we're running the full thing because that's a great, great spot. And
so we had
to approve it. So they sent
it
to us.
Did you guys, what was the involvement? Because they said in the commercial he didn't know.
Yeah,
he didn't know what he was there for.
Right, yeah.
That's an overwhelming thing when you're getting told these messages from people whose houses are burned down. Obviously, you know, his connection with Parkland, his mom.
Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff was just, whew.
That's the one that gets me the most because.
Did he cry?
He didn't cry.
He didn't cry, but you can tell.
I ain't crying. But I
ain't crying. Leroy, I'm telling you, man.
You could definitely, it definitely made an impact.
Look, if he would have dropped
one
sting. Little baby tear, then.
It's a sting.
He got me because. You know, D. Wade, you know him as being tough. If he drop a tear, then you could get me. If he ain't drop a tear, I ain't gonna cry.
Okay, so I want you guys to report back.
Yeah. He won't watch it in front of us.
I'll watch it. I'm telling you, if he doesn't, come on. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a kid, when you see your dad, right, and you think of your dad, and then you see him in a moment where he gets emotional. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, like you just, so you know how I'm used to seeing D-Wade.
All right, we'll see.
Tear up.
But here's the difference. I'll just give you this one caveat.
Okay.
I don't know if he teared up when he saw the final spot. What I'm saying is
when he saw the people, he did.
Right. So, but when you see that all together, which is what we've seen.
The slow music.
I would.
With the crying music.
Gotcha.
Ain't gonna get me.
Yep.
And then,
when they get all the gifts and they put them with the jerseys that are up there.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. That hits you hard. But we it's gonna be a great night. We got some really cool things happening tonight. A couple surprises that we've worked really hard to keep on the down low, so people will not know when it happens.
Right,
you will know what I'm talking about, and you'll be like, "Whoa!"
Before we get you out of here, you guys are doing a road rally tomorrow for the last game.
Yeah, we wanted to gather as many people together as we want, as wanted to be here for Dwayne's last regular season game.
So
even though it's
on
the road,
people can watch the game here,
right here. So we're going to have the full on Heat experience. It'll be $1. The ticket goes to charity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those Ticketmaster things that you got to have a charge. So it's $1. It goes to charity. General admission, so we'll have the full show. We've got the dancers, we've got Bernie, we got Michael B. We're gonna act like it's a real game. So we're gonna have a lot of fun here tomorrow night. So if fans want to be here, kind of to be in that group contagion to celebrate D Wade's last regular season game. You notice I keep saying regular season because we still got that 1% chance.
The hope is there, man.
So keep hope alive. But we'll be here tomorrow night. So I hope a lot of people come out and join us.
Well,
just Michael, from being in the arena since noon. And watching all the busy bees running around and getting everything done. I mean, we just know there's not many organizations in all of sports that do things better than the Heat. But, like, you have to be so proud of your team for it hasn't happened yet, but what has been accomplished so far?
Yeah, no, we're ready. And like I said, the most important thing is that we do right by Dwayne. And I think that at the end of tonight, you know, I'll be able to look at my crew and, like I said, we did what we wanted. We did right by Dwayne on his final night.
Just
here.
Think, they sent Kobe out letting him shoot 60 times.
Do you have control over that?
I don't have control over that one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, right? That's how the Lakers say, Kobe, do your thing, buddy. We good.
Michael McCullough, thank you for stopping by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.